Hey, Tyson, congrats on the win. I just want to ask you about clinching that playoff spot. Obviously, it looked like it was a foregone conclusion, but finally getting that out of the way and getting that clinch, what does that mean to the group?
Yeah, it's the first step, right? So, you know, we've given ourselves a chance at it now, and it's nice to get that X next to your name and kind of get that out of the way. And, you know, now we've got a shot to win the Stanley Cup, and that's what you know, the goal is at the beginning of the year. And we've done a good job accomplishing that. And now it's, you know, we got six games left to gear up and, you know, get playing the way we want to play in the playoffs. So great to get that done, but a lot of work to be done still.
Is the next order of business getting Connor his 100 points? How do you guys feel at it as a group trying to get him there?
I don't know if we got to try to get him there. He'll just get there himself. This guy's, I mean, yeah, I think it's obviously he's proven very difficult to keep off the score sheet this year. And, you know, he plays the right way every night, and he hasn't taken any nights off, which is pretty incredible. So it's been impressive to watch this year and fun to be a part of. And, you know, we're going to try to get him there as best we can. But like I said, he's, you know, he can get her done on his own if he needs to. So it's pretty impressive.
Thanks, guys.
Dan, any good moment in the Athletic?
Tyson, would you be able to kind of explain maybe what has changed for this team since the kind of 3-6 start there? I mean, it seems like so long ago, but a lot has been improved, I'd say.
Yeah, obviously you want to have a good start to the year and, you know, kind of come out and set the tone, and that wasn't the case for us. And, you know, there's some new faces in here, myself included, and we're trying to figure out, you know, what was working, where guys fit in, that sort of thing. And I think after the, you know, we had a little meeting and just kind of realized that with the shortened season, we could be out of it really quickly if we didn't turn it around. So I think we did a good job of dialing it in and, you know, adjusting some things and, you know, kind of finding where guys fit in, and then just committing to the style of play that we, you know, needed to. And we've been pretty consistent at that since that you know, 9-10 game mark or whatever. So yeah, I don't have I don't think there's an easy answer for it, but I definitely, I think we've done a good job of, you know, digging our way out of that.
I know you've been asked like iterations of this question a lot, and especially recently, but I'll try to ask a different way. I mean, what do you think this season has meant to your career as an NHL player, as you kind of approach age 30 here?
Yeah, I think it's, you know, it's obviously it was a big decision for me to make, you know, at free agency last year to, you know, kind of decide where I was going to end up. And I've talked about it a lot. This was kind of my first choice. And, you know, this is kind of how I saw things, you know, playing out and trying to come in and be a part of a winning team and help this group, you know, kind of get to that next level that they want to. And I think to date, it's gone good. But I think the real test is ahead of us here. So at this point, you know, I'm just grateful for to be here and the opportunity. And then, you know, we'll worry about the playoffs, and then the rest will, you know, kind of fall into place after that.
Mark Spector, Sportsnet.
Hey, the hockey players, Tyson, you guys are always talking about consistency and this great search for consistency in a team game and also, you know, each player's game. Well, you guys have played 700 hockey since you had that start of 3-6. And you've been the best team in the North since the you know, from game 10 on. Is there a better level of consistency? To me, it's not the sign of a good team, a consistent team. And have you ever been on one that's sort of been this consistent for this long?
Yeah, we're finding, yeah, the cool thing is I think we're finding ways to win. You know, we're winning high scoring games. We're winning low scoring games. We're finding ways to, you know, hold a lead and you know, hold a one goal lead in the third period, which is, you know, in this league, it's not easy to do. And that, you know, kind of shows, you know, it's a telltale sign of a mature and responsible team. And I think we've done that, you know, for the majority of the year. And we've, you know, we've had our off games like anyone, but I think our ability to bounce back and limit the, you know, the losing streaks and limit, you know, the poor play and has been amazing. And, you know, it's, I think it is it's a good sign for us going into the playoffs that we have been so consistent, and we know, you know, we kind of know what our roles are and what is expected of us.
Thank you.
Terry Jones, Post Media.
Can you discuss a little bit the on the same night you put the X beside your names on the in the standings, there seems to be a question mark about developed about who you're going to play. What are your observations about Winnipeg going on a 7-game losing streak and a kid coming out of college and scoring 2 overtime winners for the Canadiens to put them tied with Winnipeg?
Yeah, that's, I mean, that's, I think it's, you never want to see, you know, if you're on a team, you don't want to go 7 in a row kind of before playoffs. And it kind of looked like we were matched up with Winnipeg, and but I mean it's a tough lead to get wins in, and you know it looks you know it's kind of anybody's ball game now for that, you know, 3rd-4th spot. So we'll obviously keep an eye on it, and we'll be preparing for whoever it looks like we're going to play. But we got some games to clean up here, and you know we'll see where that all, you know, kind of falls into place there. I don't. Yeah, there's nothing we can do. I mean, we got Montreal twice at the end of the year, but we'll see.
Thank you.
Jason Greger, TSN 1260.
Tyson, on your goal, is that a set play? If you win the draw clean, you're going down, or is that just you anticipating and reading the play, thinking that there'll be an opportunity down by the net?
Yeah, the set play is the win back and try to get the shot through, and I just, you know, I kind of saw it pinballing around and, you know, maybe took a bit of a chance there and was fortunate it kind of popped right to me. And, you know, as a D-man, you don't often find yourself in front of the, you know, in front of the crease on a face-off, but it was, seemed like a good opportunity and, you know, glad I was able to get down there. And Jesse, you know, was a big body in there and kind of banged it around and it just popped right to me.
You mentioned, you know, early on, way back in February, just getting used to the team in a new environment and everything like that. Now you're here. How much more comfortable do you feel? And what do you like about this team that matches your skill set and how you guys play?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a bit of a transition period, a feeling out period when a guy comes in and, you know, you want to try to make that as brief as possible and get comfortable and find your role within the team as quickly as possible. And, you know, I think it took probably 8 or 9 games there. And, but I love the way, you know, I love the way this team plays and how we play fast, and we're a transition team. And, you know, you're playing a lot with, you know, I found myself playing a lot with Nursey and the top line and, you know, and just trying to jump in and find holes and get these guys the puck with speed. And, it's been a lot of fun this year. And the, you know, the offensive side of it has been, you know, it's obviously come quite easily for a lot of guys here, and it's the defensive part that is impressive too, in the way that guys are committed to playing the whole 200 feet, and it's pretty impressive for guys of that talent to be that committed to defense. So I'm learning a lot from these top guys, and really enjoying getting to play with them.
Thank you. If there are no more questions, this includes Tyson Berry's media availability.